This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Soy Checkoff, investing farmer dollars to boost demand for U.S. soy, drive on-farm resilience, and bring value to U.S. soybean farmers. Learn more at unitedsoybean.org. I'm Riley Smith. Highly pathogenic avian influenza has been detected in a Nebraska dairy herd. We'll have more right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
A dairy herd in Nebraska is the latest to test positive for high-path avian influenza or bird flu. Dr. Roger Dudley, state veterinarian for Nebraska, said testing confirmed the virus came from dairy cows in California that moved to the state.
We are able to tell that the strain did originate in California. I think that's really important. And the other thing that I think is really important is that the milk from the affected cows, if they're showing symptoms of the avian influenza, that those the milk from those cows don't go into the bulk tank to be for human consumption.
As always, Dudley said the milk supply remains safe due to the pasteurization process.
Pasteurization is makes the milk completely safe. We know that that process has been proven repeatedly to eliminate any concerns with human health.
Dudley reminded dairy farmers to keep biosecurity measures at the front and center.
And biosecurity is important, should be important every day to dairy producers and other livestock producers, but certainly during times like this where we know there's an additional threat, monitoring the people on and off site, making sure that you know where people have been before they come to your farm and where they're going after your farm, isolating new arrival animals to the farm are all important things.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.